Proclamation number 7772 of 14th of December, 1960. Admonition to constant connection with God. So first of all, strive to supply your soul with the right nourishment so that it does not need to starve while the body is abundantly provided for. Therefore strive so that I myself can give it the food, so that I can water it with the water of life. And know that you don't have much time left, but that you can still provide your soul with much nourishment if only you unite with me daily and ask me to take care of you in earthly and spiritual adversity. You should only find the path to me, and then you can also be certain that I will not leave you, no matter what may come. And a time will come upon you when you will need much strength and can receive it daily if you make sure that I myself feed and water your souls. If you let me speak to you, that I distribute the bread of heaven to you and you now become strong in spirit. I can only speak to you if you unite with me. But then I can also send you strength and you will let everything come to you without fear and anxiety and only ever trust in me. Again and again I say to you, maintain the connection with me, don't detach yourselves from me, always let me be the content of your thoughts. And you will truly feel the blessing of it. Nothing will particularly affect you which could weaken you. For you possess the strength from me which lets you endure and overcome everything. But if you let your soul live in want, if you only pay attention to the body's desire, you will soon become weak and anxious, then your body will also have to endure all adversity which affects you. The soul needs nourishment, it shall still mature in the short time of earthly life. And it can also do so if I myself can administer the nourishment to it, if you come to me yourselves and appeal to me for food and drink. If again and again you desire to hear my word and now truly provide the soul with the right nourishment. For I keep telling you again and again, you don't have much time left. The end is coming ever closer. No matter how improbable it may seem to you. The signs are so obvious if only you look at the spiritual low of people who live unbelievingly and completely earthly minded and don't think of their souls because they don't believe in the soul's continuation of life after death. These people are in the majority, because even people who want to be Christians do not have this belief and therefore do not care for their souls. And this spiritual low also irrevocably entails the end of the earth where a separation of spirits will now take place. And therefore I admonish you again and again to make good use of the short time you humans still have until the end. And to make good use of it means to give the soul what it needs to mature, food and drink, the nourishment which I myself offer it through my word. To make use of it means that you humans immerse yourselves in my word, that you live according to this word on earth, that you fulfill my will, which is made known to you through my word. And truly, you will not need to fear the end. You will come to life which you will never lose again forever. Amen.